Civic Media Station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The IDF is now fighting Hamas across almost all of Gaza, but is promising to do all that it can to preserve civilian life. The Pentagon says the USS Kearney intercepted and shot down three drones when commercial ships in the Red Sea came under attack. Iranian-backed Houthi militants claiming responsibility.
There were thankfully no injuries and largely minor damage to those cargo ships, but the Pentagon making clear that while the attacks were launched by the Houthis in Yemen, they were fully enabled by Iran.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. The White House is urging Congress to pass additional funding for Ukraine ASAP. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today in the bankruptcy deal for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. It protects the Sackler family, which owns the company, from lawsuits. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is suspending his presidential campaign. Former U.S. Ambassador to Bolivia Manuel Rocha, due in court today, accused of being a spy. This is ABC News. LendingTree.com reports the average American household took on about $1,500 of holiday season debt last year. That's up 24% from the year before.
Understand how much you spent so far and how much you need to spend for the month going forward. You can then begin to think about how you can start paying that off without feeling stressed in the future months to come.
Financial advisor Jamila Souffrant suggests budgeting to pay off those debts in January. A dream cruise in the South Pacific turned into a nightmare for some when a Royal Caribbean ship was overbooked, leaving some travelers high and dry. Travel expert Colleen McDaniel says cruise goers should make sure they book a specific cabin in order to avoid getting bumped.
Like the airline industry, cruise lines sometimes will overbook their ships, knowing that people are going to drop off, not show up, etc. It's a fairly common practice for that kind of booking.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mophie's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of bird flu is confirmed in Wisconsin, this time at a commercial poultry farm in Barron County. This after recent confirmed cases in Taylor and Trumbull counties. State and federal agriculture officials say the birds have been euthanized to keep the disease from spreading. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign is already underway. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week. Observers say his early entry shows how much is at stake.
We're in ground zero here in Wisconsin, so I would expect this to be a big race and really to have the world's attention, the country's attention. So, yep, this is going to be a big one.
Patrick Garassi helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WYSN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, December 6th at 1 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a Christmas sing-along and crafts featuring things such as straw angel ornaments and beautiful iris folding cards. The cost for crafting is $5, and please RSVP by calling 715-339-7282 or emailing fofs@pctznet.net. Crafting kits are limited, so please reserve your spot today.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for Beatrice Biba Anna K. Johnson. Biba is survived by her son, Kendrick, survived also by 8 nephews and 6 nieces and numerous relatives and friends. Funeral services for Biba will be held at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls on Tuesday, December 5th at 11 a.m. Reverend Emerson Coy will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Beatrice Biba Anna K. Johnson. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Holiday preppers unite. A season full of merry starts now at JCPenney. With your fave home brands all in one place, it's easy to find your hosting groove. Like the tablescape that's worth the toast and the home that brings everyone together. Feed the chef with upgrades from Cook's, Cuisinart, and Martha Stewart. Cozy up the guest suites with Home Expressions, Linden Street, and Liz Claiborne. And matching family PJs make holiday cards a cinch. Check off your list early and sweeten the deals even more. Make your holidays count. JCPenney.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 36 this afternoon under overcast skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, chance for snow, lows around 24. Overcast tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, high temperatures reach up to 34. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Another look at the short range, high of 36 this afternoon. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 35.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards. Prices good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's Blake and Kerrigan, your B&B insurance ladies. Or should we say Santa's elves? It's time for B&B Insurance's annual 25 Days of Christmas giveaway.
We have been working on filling Santa's sleigh.
And making a list and checking it twice.
All prizes are purchased from businesses within the B&B insurance family.
It's our way of saying thank you to our clients and our community.
Starting December 1st, watch us live on Facebook to participate.
25 days,
25 prizes,
and countless awesome businesses. All roads lead to B&B insurance,
especially during the 25 days of Christmas.
Happy hunting!
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. College bowl games and the playoff picture all nice and neatly set after yesterday. It's Michigan and Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Washington will take on Texas in the Sugar Bowl. And the winners of those two games will play for the national championship January 8th in Houston. Florida State had won every game this season, and Georgia won 29 in a row, including back-to-back national championships. But then they lost by a field goal on Saturday. Neither team deemed good enough by the College Football Playoff Committee to make a trip to the CFP, so they'll go to the Orange Bowl instead. Other bowl matchups, Mississippi and Penn State in the Peach Bowl, Ohio State, Missouri in the Cotton Bowl. It'll be Notre Dame and Oregon State playing in the Sun Bowl. Holiday Bowl features Louisville and USC, Troy facing Duke in the Birmingham Bowl, Boston College and SMU in the Fenway Bowl, Northwestern and Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl. SRN Sports. NFL matchups, the Lions win on the road. They beat the Saints 33-28 yesterday. Detroit improves to 9-3. That's their best record through 12 games since they were 10-2 back in 1962. Dolphins rout the Commanders 45-15. Colts beat the Titans 31-28. Indy linebacker Zaire Freeman says two block punts carried them the victory.
7-point swing. You know, you get two block kicks to turn into three, and you knock the punter out of the game. They can't kick the extra point. That's how the game gets overtime. I told the young guys, I said, look, that's when you know your special teams is really making plays, when they affect an outcome of the game.
Patriots defense was tough. They held the Chargers to just 6 points yesterday, but they lost 6-0. Cardinals beat the Steelers. It was the Broncos beating the Texans. Falcons down the Jets. The Panthers beat the Buccaneers. 49ers shellacked the Eagles 49-12. Rams beat the Browns. And Sunday night, it was the Packers beating the Chiefs 27-19. This is SRN Sports.
Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove. It's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be at, I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl in Tampa. The kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickle says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at some local sports results from the weekend. Boy, the Butternut Girls, they opened up their conference play at home against a Hurley team, a battle of a couple teams that are expected to be in the mix for the top teams in the conference, each with one of the better players in the conference. Also, the game did not disappoint on Friday night. Hurley girls controlled everything in the first half with their physical play and their execution. They led 25-14 at the half, but Butternut girls did not back down in the second half. They matched the physical play in the second half to bring the game within 4 points a few times, and then finally 43-40, which is 15 seconds to go in that game. That's when Jenna Aki, she hit the game-clinching free throw for the 44-40 Hurley girls win. The North Stars get the victory. Aki finished with a team-high 25. Jersey Polinchek led all with 31 points on the night for Butternut. Both girls knocked down 4 threes on the night. Quite a battle. Great game. The Butternut girls will travel now to LCO for a game tomorrow. They'll host Mellon coming up on Friday. Other girls' action from last night, it found Ashland a winner over Cumberland, 51-31. You had the Shawamigan girls traveling to Marathon. Marathon wins at 60-18. The Assumption girls edged Phillips 60-53. Stratford, a winner over Prentice girls, 63-32. The Edgar girls top Rib Lake 47-34. Lakeland girls get a win over Medford 63-32. And the Northland Pines girls beat Tomahawk Friday night 41-14. On the boys' side, Marathon beats the Shawamigan boys down in Marathon 66-35. Join us tomorrow as we kick off the winter edition of our coaches show. Coach Tollickson will join us from the Shawamigan boys in the coaches show tomorrow morning at 9:05. The Winter boys topped LCO 103-67. Winter, a very strong offensive team this year. Assumption boys top Phillips 61-53. That was down in Wisconsin Rapids. Stratford a winner over Prentice 62-45. The Rib Lake boys top Pittsville 62-52. Lakeland boys topped Medford 57-53. And the Northland Pines boys, they beat Tomahawk last on Friday 63-24. Late schedule tonight, action at the Butternut Gym, as the Butternut boys will play host to Hurley tonight. And then the Lakeland schedule very late. Also, the Lakeland girls basketball team, they'll travel to Ashland tonight. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Now singing the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I die young. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Maroney, that's I'm Not Pretty. By the way, there's a big rumor that Taylor Swift was married to her boyfriend of 6 years. Right. Joe Alwyn is his name. They dated for 6 years. And the rumor is, for part of those 6 years, they were married. I'll tell you what supposedly the truth is about the marriage or non-marriage between Taylor Swift and her six-year boyfriend.
It's Blake and Kerrigan, your B&B insurance ladies. Or should we say Santa's elves? It's time for B&B Insurance's annual 25 Days of Christmas giveaway.
We have been working on filling Santa's sleigh.
And making a list and checking it twice.
All prizes are purchased from businesses within the B&B insurance family.
It's our way of saying thank you to our clients and our community.
Starting December 1st, watch us live on Facebook to participate.
25 days,
25 prizes,
and countless awesome businesses. All roads lead to B&B Insurance,
especially during the 25 days of Christmas.
Happy hunting!
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy.
Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The holiday season is right around the corner. So give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $30 on the GTA 26 battery-powered garden pruner. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. Now $149.99 was $179.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 36 this afternoon under overcast skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Chance for snow. Lows around 24. Overcast tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 34. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Another look at the short range. High of 36 this afternoon. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 35.
Brand new country.
This is the type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98 Q Country.
So as hell can't keep playing.
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz.
QCountry.com.
Catching the fireflies in a jar. This is as good as
Gabby Barrett, Glory Days. So Taylor Swift was rumored to be married to her ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. And it was celebrity gossip from another country. I think Australia, but I'm not sure. And her publicist of many, many years, her publicist has come out and said, basically, that's hogwash. There's no truth to it whatsoever. No ceremony, no legalization of marriage, no nothing. They just dated. They were boyfriend, girlfriend for 6 years. So, well, if we take it at face value, that's the truth from her publicist.
What do you listen to?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by hill. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk. Hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, let her know. Much too busy. You better hurry, my how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbon. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Too old for work. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off.
I had my arms around you. Ooh. She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with her. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. Answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Kyle. I said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born. Smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the